Kent Westmoreland grew up in Troutman, North Carolina.
I was raised on a farm. That was not something that was ever very interesting to me, so it was always my goal to get off of the farm and move to the city.
First stop in realizing that goal for Kent Westmoreland, college in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he earned a degree in data processing, then worked in the city for a couple of years as a computer programmer.
I was looking for a better job. I was actually trying to move to South Florida, and the best offer I had was with Entergy, so I thought I'd come to New Orleans for a year and build up my resume. And you know what happens when you come to New Orleans, you either leave immediately or you never leave.
And you're in the second category.
Yes.
Before landing in New Orleans, Westmoreland had spent time in Palm Beach, Florida, and Richmond, Virginia, and had started up again with something he had done a fair amount of in high school, writing fiction.
I was writing, but I was never completing anything. I had a lot of ideas about a lot of characters, and over the years, many of them evolved into some of the characters that you see in Barone Street. I think what really moved me to write this novel was I started reading Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett. I really liked their stories, and that made me want to read other detective stories. But when I started reading more modern detective stories, like, say, the Matthew Scudder series, for example, it seemed to me like they had taken what Hammett and Chandler had done and made unintentional parodies. The people were all, people like Scudder. They were drunks, losers, very unsuccessful and unhappy people.
Kent Westmoreland's notion for a protagonist, though, was a young, hip, somewhat transformed version of Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe or Dashiell Hammett's Sam Spade.
Someone who was in his late 20s, was very successful, and he was enjoying life. Now, he did drink a lot, but it's because he's young and chasing women. But I really said, can a private detective make that kind of money? And then that's when I decided I really didn't want a private detective. I wanted someone who was a fixer for politicians and blue bloods. And originally I had set the series in Palm Beach because it's a small, insulated society where everyone knows everyone. And before I ever got the series started, I moved to New Orleans and I said, well, this is even better. It's because it's a small, insulated society where everyone knows each other, just like Palm Beach, but it's not bright and sunny. It's a darker atmosphere.
In her private eye turned fixer, Burley Drummond, 28 years old, handsome, buys his clothes at Rubenstein's, drives a 57 T-Bird and a Porsche Carrera.
One of his sponsors, so to speak, or employers, is the wealthiest man in the city. And actually, when Burley Drummond had moved to the city, he was a limousine driver. And he helped that wealthy banker out of a jam, and the wealthy banker says, I know how you can make a lot of money. And that's really the genesis of how he went from becoming just a drifter to a fixer.
As Barone Street opens, Burley Drummond is riding high professionally. He's just helped get one of his clients elected mayor of New Orleans, but in a funk personally.
Burley Drummond has an ex-girlfriend at the beginning of the novel. They're broken up. He's very heartbroken about it. She tries to call him, but he has the foolish male pride and refuses the call. Then he finds out the next day that she's been murdered.
He finds out about the murder from a pair of NOPD homicide detectives who interview Drummond, establish that he has a solid alibi for the time of the killing, and strongly hint that Drummond himself should investigate the crime.
He starts to find out people that he knows have been involved, and he wants to, and that the murder may be covered up
by some very well-connected New Orleanians, whose influence extends from uptown mansions to City Hall to the gay community in Marigny, worlds that Burley Drummond navigates with the confidence of the well-informed.
I have a friend who's been both a policeman and a private detective, but actually I didn't get that much information from him. It's really a world that I created, but I probably would have to say it is influenced by film noir movies from the 40s and some of the books that I've read.
Kent Westmoreland, author of the first of what he intends to be a series of Burley Drummond novels, Barone Street. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.